Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is the Great Soda Debate. Regular versus diet, is one really healthier than the other? So you don't have to be a health nut to know that soda pop isn't good for you. But is it really all that bad? Is it okay just to have it once in a while? And if you're going to have it, is it better to have the regular old sugar-filled version or the zero-calorie diet kind? Well, let's weigh in on some of the facts. Let's start with regular soda. Is it as bad as they say? Some of the pros: well, it doesn't contain artificial sweeteners such as aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin that have gotten a bad rap quite lately. Cons is going to be the sugar, number one. A 12-ounce can of pop has about 8 teaspoons of sugar, which is almost the daily limit as recommended by the American Heart Association. And drinking 1 to 2 cans a day can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes by up to 26%. Also, regular soda pops are filled with high fructose corn syrup, which is linked to obesity and heart disease and even fatty liver disease. So what about diet soda then? Is it actually better for you? Well, the pros: it does feed the craving for something sweet without adding extra calories or carbs if you're concerned about this. And since it's sugar-free, diabetics can sip without worrying about the direct hit to their insulin and blood sugar levels. But the cons: while diet soda may be considered safe for diabetics, they are far from nutritious, as artificial sweeteners in diet soda actually cause you to crave more sugar. When we drink it, our body is expecting sugar. Then when it doesn't get it, it responds with even more cravings for sugar. And diet soda drinkers tend to gain more weight, particularly around their belly, according to a recent study, which says that frequent drinkers of diet soda gained up to 3 times more belly fat than their non-diet soda drinking counterparts. And final con is that diet soda is now being linked with cancer, heart attacks, strokes, and even neurologic disorders. So the verdict on soda: neither regular or diet soda are going to improve your health. They're literally devoid of any health benefits whatsoever. In fact, both are linked to significant health issues. So what should you choose? Well, the best bet would be to steer clear of both if you can. However, if you decide you have to have soda from time to time, the choice is ultimately up to you. If you're sensitive to sugar, then perhaps the diet soda may be your best bet. But if artificial sweeteners wreak havoc on your digestive system like they do for many, you may want to go with the old regular soda instead. But what I would suggest, the healthiest drink that you can give your body is going to be plain old water. And while water may not seem as exciting as soda, you can shake it up by adding lemon, lime, berries, even cucumber and a mint for a bit of flavor. And sparkling waters, which are sugar-free and artificial sweetener-free, they can also be a great alternative for soda replacement since they still contain some bubbles and fizz. So the big takeaway on today's blogcast is there's no real difference when it comes to regular versus diet. It's more how each affects you, and that's how you're going to make your choice. Ultimately, we know neither is going to be super nutritious for you, and we do suggest that you stick with water. Water is really that one thing that we should all be consuming, half our body weight in ounces of water per day. So for most people, we're talking 2, 2.5 to 3, even 3.5 liters of water, especially on warmer days or days you're outside being physical. And you can add some flavor to the water. I like to add some fresh squeezed lemon juice. Sometimes I'll throw some cucumbers or berries in there. Branched chain amino acids is a great way to get a little bit of extra nutritious benefit to your water, and definitely drinking water all day long. If you're not sure how to track your water, I suggest finding your favorite water bottle, putting some elastic bands on it. And every time you finish that water bottle, you take a band off or you move it down the water bottle, and that'll help you track your intake throughout the day. Maybe set a timer on your watch, your smartphone, and when it goes off, find that water bottle, finish it up, refill it, and start the task again. So thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.